47. The Overself in Focus. There is really nothing to be achieved here, only something to be accepted, the fact of your own divinity. His old center in the ego has mysteriously gone. His new center in the Overself has taken its place. The truth is that never for a moment are we really separate from our inner self. The kingdom of God is within you. We may rightly take the simple meaning of this sentence, its pointer toward the place and the practice of meditation. But there is a second meaning seldom understood, its pointer towards time and immediacy. The kingdom is here and now. Because there is something of God in me as the Overself, God-like qualities and capacities are in me. I am essentially wise, powerful, loving, but to the extent that I identify myself with a little ego, I obscure these grand qualities. The ego is not really killed. How, without body and intellect, emotion and will, could anyone act in this world? But the center of being has moved out of it to the Overself. The basis of short path practices is that the mind is like a transparent crystal which takes on the color of what is brought into propinquity with it. By turning the mind away from the ego, even from its improvement, and towards the Overself, uplift results. He will now feel at least the same satisfaction in yielding to the higher self's bidding that he formerly felt in yielding to the lower one's desires. And with the bidding will come the needed strength, courage, and wisdom to obey it. The world's opposition and danger may be recognized, but will not deter him. It is not by his own will that he engages himself in such work, but by a will that supports and guides him better than ever he could support or guide himself. This he clearly comprehends and gladly accepts. He has gone far on this path when his last thought on falling asleep at night is the Overself, and his first thought on waking up in the morning is again the Overself.